Lesson 2, Lilt and Rhythm Characteristics of the Midwestern Farm Ranch Dialect Group. One of the most important differences between the Southern dialect and the Midwestern Farm Ranch dialect is the absence of the da, da, da lilt. The Midwestern does not have it. The Southern or the Texas does have it. Now, in the event that you are a Southerner trying to put on a farm dialect that's not Southern in nature, one of the things that you have to do is flatten out that lilt. Now, if you can trace the difference, and we'll do it in counting again, we'll do 1, 2, 3, and then flatten it out. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 4, 5, 6. 7, 8, 9. 7, 8, 9. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Talking along basically without that lilt. This is a very important feature. Now, there are some people in the farm belt who might do a lot of intonation and inflection, where they're going to be up in pitch and low in pitch and up and down stressing certain words and this sort of thing. The more character types that we tend to be familiar with, who are kind of the laid-back farmers, are going to be the ones who are going to be a little bit more subtle, perhaps, in their intonations and inflections, and is content to get a little bit more monotone. But remember, this is not a trait which is dictated by the dialect group. This is something that can differ depending upon the character. A flamboyant sort of character is going to have a lot of intonation and inflection, go and change pitch all over the place down there. And a character who's much more laid back can tend to be much flatter with much less inflection there. So, what I call external melody, or presence or absence of intonation in Midwestern farm dialect, is more of an individual character trait. And internal vowel lilt is the thing that differentiates this Southern sound from the Midwestern farm ranch sound, which is kind of very flat and doesn't have that vowel going like that. It has the vowel going like that instead. So much for the discussion of lilt or pitch. I want also in this lesson to talk for a minute about the concept of rhythm or stress. There is in the Midwestern farm dialect couple of people who's gonna talk with a little bit of what I call the bounce. Now, this is a bounce in rhythm, not a bounce in pitch. They's are gonna say, David, I'm gonna tell you that we's been a sitting here. Now, you could hear that I'm not only gonna pop, 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 but to help it along, when I have constructions that have the ing words in them, progressive tense, we end up occasionally putting a little extra syllable in it. We's a gonna be sitting here. We was a sitting here for a long time. Now, once again, most of the time it might be politically or diplomatically advisable to follow your script. That's the actor's responsibility, and usually you would consider it to be the responsibility of the playwright to provide you with the language that's going to be used. But in certain situations where you might have a little bit of input, you might be able to slightly revise phrasing, and, I'm going to tell you, and I'm going to tell you, is something that, if it seems to fit in with the character in a certain situation, might be something that kind of takes you up there along the road. Anyway, even without changing the actual phrasing, it's possible there to start putting this little bounce in. In certain situations, especially when you's gonna talk and get kind of excited about something there. Okay, again, this is not absolute. In point of fact, there's very little in this particular dialect group that's absolute, because we're covering so many areas and so many regions. We're trying to lay down some basic guidelines, some basic frameworks from which you can depart. This tape is giving you, this dialect is more of a point of departure from which you can go up, down, round, and about, depending upon the needs of your particular character and the requests being made by your particular director. For now, though, that's the end of the short discussion on the pitch and the rhythm stress characteristics of Midwestern farm dialect.